Miguel, welcome to CKUT.
Thank you very much.
So my first question is actually, why did people go and why are they going to the streets? Why are they protesting?
Well, we're going on demonstrations because the actual government didn't fulfill what they say on the elected program. And it's really sad to say, as we think that the not only the actual government, but the previous government does not represent us anymore. They are like servants of the actual financial system represented in Europe by the so-called Troika, which comprises the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the Central Bank of Europe and the European Commission. And these people are not being elected by any citizen, and nevertheless, they are deciding the future of millions of people through their policies. That's why we are going on demonstration to try to get the power back to the people, because the actual government and the actual political system does not represent us anymore.
And what kind of people are taking part at these demonstrations?
Well, in fact, there are all sorts of people going to the demonstrations. Nivani, on the last 25th of September, it was an old lady with a tripping back. There are also military people, workers, and unemployment people, and young students. I cannot tell that there is any sorts of people going to the demonstration. There are all sorts of people going to the demonstration.
You call this protest and also the protest of tomorrow Rodeamos el Congreso. Why? What does it mean?
It is a kind of a symbolic thing. We surround the Congress, which is supposed to be the House of Representatives of the population, and that is not happening anymore. So that's the meaning of the overall thing. We want to surround the Congress to make obvious that we are not happy with our actual political system that allow them to take decisions supposedly in on behalf of many millions of people, and that is not true anymore. They are not representing us. So that's the meaning of the surrounding of the Congress name.
So Spanish is facing right now a very deep economical crisis with a recession, with a high rate of unemployment. Can you tell us a bit more about the current situation and how it affects the life of the people?
Well, the situation is becoming increasingly tense because we are suffering severe cuts on the national budget, and that is affecting mainly to what we think are the most important expenditure budgets for the Spanish government, which is education and health. And basically, we think that that our state should, as a first duty, should take care of the weakest in Spain, and those are the ones that are suffering the most these budget cuts and increase in tax. So, and we think that this is no way out way of doing things, because we are getting poorer and poorer, so we can pay less taxes. And we saw the path that it was followed by the Greek people, and also the Portuguese. They're complying with the budget cuts and increase of taxes, and the situation is not going better. So it's a kind of, sorry to say that, it's kind of a stupid thing to do the same, And as Einstein used to say, if you expect different results, don't do the same things. And we are doing exactly the same things and expecting a different outcome, and that is a nonsense. So, the situation in Spain in economical terms is really difficult. And we know there is a way out of this, and it's not the way that the actual government is trying to force on us to follow.
Going for a moment back to the 25th of September, to the mass demonstration on the 25th of September, what can you tell me about the behavior of the police? Because I read on international reports that there is a series of complaints, not only regarding their behavior, but also regarding the alleged presence of infiltrates among the demonstrators.
Well, as a member of the Coordinadora, we had public meetings in parks, so everybody can join us. And the results of our assemblies were public, and everybody knows that our intention is to make a demonstration non-violent by all means. And in case of any riot occurs, we just lie on the floor, raise our hands, and offer no resistance. And what happens really, and it really sad to say this, but what really happens is that the Spanish police has an agent provocateur in the demonstration. There were these kids like demonstrators with hoods covering their heads, and they were the ones that starting the fight. And then that was quite obvious from the very beginning. And there are two main reasons for doing that. The first one is that the main incident that happens when the national TV went live, and they want to make a show off that the demonstration was violent to refrain the rest of the population to join us in the movement for the next demonstrations. And if you show that demonstration can be violent in a way, some people that are seeing that on those images on the TV, they may agree with what you're asking, but they are afraid. And we think that to afraid the population to be able to control it is one of the worst things that a government can do. And really, the demonstration was peaceful and nonviolent by all means, and that was said through all the media, and that was agreed with all the groups that were joining with us the demonstration on the 25th.
So our time is about to end, but just one last question. Tomorrow you call for another big demonstration, not only in Madrid, but also in other cities of Spain. What do you expect?
Well, I have to tell that it's not only other cities of Spain. We are going to be joined by the Portuguese, we're going to be joined by the Italians, and we expect to be joined by the Greek people. So what we expect that now that it's been shown publicly in all the media that our intention is a non-violent demonstration, we're expecting more people to join and to make even more obvious that it's the people, the normal people, the ones that wanted to be able to take part on the decisions that the government is taking on our behalf. So we expect it to be even bigger than the one on the 25th, and hopefully, peaceful and non-violent one.
Thank you very much, Miguel Rodriguez, a member of Coordinadora 25 September from Madrid. Thank you very much for having stayed with us.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to explain what is really happening in Spain. Thank you very much.
Thank you and goodbye.